With strongmen and power around the world, it might seem democracy is on the back foot. And while some might give in to despair, thinking there isn't much we can do, philosopher A.C. Grayling says we need to fight back. He told an audience at Brisbane's Integrity Summit some of his ideas for reform, which include lowering the voting age to 16 and imposing term limits on members of parliament. The Wire's Demi Lynch has more.
During his visit to Australia, British philosopher and author A.C. Grayling spoke at Integrity 20 about refreshing the constitutional system. He said although democracy is in crisis, he still remains optimistic that it can be restored.
I'm an optimist about everything in general because I think the alternative, pessimism, is, well, it's not an alternative. If you were that pessimistic, you'd just get to a high building and jump off. So I think we should take the difficulties that we're in at the moment, Trump and Brexit, and the fact that there's been an upsurge in populism around the world, and there are people like Orban in Hungary and Erdogan in Turkey and Xi Jinping in China, you know, who are taking us backwards, really, to an era of more authoritarian government. We should see this as a danger, yes, but as an opportunity as well to refresh and to reinvigorate and restore, in a way, our democracies. Try to make them more responsive to people and do this by having really clear, consistent constitutional arrangements. This is an opportunity to put things right, and we should work very hard to do it, remembering that when you create a structure, a governance or constitutional structure, it's not forever. So we've got to be able to, you know, adapt and be flexible in future. But we need to get it right now because it's out of date now. And some of these problems are arising because we haven't refreshed our constitutional arrangements.
A.C. Grayling believes decreasing the voting age to 16 is just one way we can improve our political system.
You spoke about how we should take the legal age to vote down to 16 and that it should be done in schools. Can you elaborate on why we should do this?
I think it's very important from the point of view of getting people to be active and involved in politics that they should start early, that it should be something that the school curriculum puts quite close to the centre of what they do, so people understand their responsibilities and they recognise that taking part in the political process as a voter, and indeed as an activist maybe, but certainly as a voter, is a really key aspect of citizenship. If you leave it to 18 or even older, as used to be the case, then maybe there's just been an election just before you turn 18, and then there's not another one for a few years, and then by the time you're in your 20s and you've got 10 children and a new job, and you know, you're kind of out of the whole scene. Get started early, get people involved and interested, and that would be much better for the health of the democracy.
And you also spoke about how politics has become a career path instead of them being about the interests of the country and the nation. Could you elaborate on how we can actually change this, and is it actually possible for us to change this?
So it's a very corrupting thing about politics, that politics is now a career, a job. And, you know, people therefore temporise and compromise and don't always tell the truth, and they obey the party line rather than their own judgment and their own conscience, and sometimes act in the interests of the party and not of the country. And these are very corrosive things. They're very bad things. So there are lots of different ways in which you could stop politics being a career and return it to what it should be, which is a service. It should be a service to your fellow citizens and to the country. One is to impose term limits. So you can only be an MP just for a certain number of years, and that's it. You don't do it again. Or you could do it by sortition. This is when you have people sent to Parliament by lottery, just as you do with juries. And neither of these things are very practicable, because I don't think we're going to anytime soon see countries voluntarily changing their system. So what we should do instead is we should say that the system of voting, if it's truly proportional, and if the separation of powers between executive and legislature were very strictly maintained, it would be much, much less temptation to be a careerist MP, thinking that by getting into Parliament you're going to have a job for life and you might become Prime Minister and stuff, and would be able to help us refocus a little bit the sense that politics is a service, not a career.
Philosopher A.C. Grayling speaking to The Wire's Demi Lynch.